There's nothing like that fresh, rainwashed air after a storm, right?
The idea has always been the rain is cleaning.
Mary Gellis, a chemist at Lawrence Berkeley Lab. She and her colleagues study microscopic airborne particles, so...
Normally, we don't collect during rain because our intuition is the air's clean. Why would we be collecting right now?
2 years ago, they went against that intuition and collected after a rainstorm at a field in northern Oklahoma. And what they found was actually a wealth of particles, about half a micron in diameter, nearly spherical, and glassy-looking under the microscope. Lab analysis revealed the minuscule bits to be carbon-based blobs of soil material, like decayed bits of plants and soil dwellers. But how they got airborne was a mystery. The researchers think that what's happening, based on a follow-up experiment, goes something like this. The rain leads to puddles. Organic matter leaches into those puddles, forming a film on top of the water. Then, as raindrops strike, they form tiny air bubbles. Those bubbles rise to the surface and burst through that layer of organic material, catapulting the soil particles into the air. The study's in the journal Nature Geoscience. Tiny as they may be, the particles may actually affect the climate.
We think that they have the potential to actually be absorbing incoming solar radiation, and then that feeds back into global climate change.
Meaning we might want to factor them into climate models, because they appear to be more than just dust in the wind. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Ndagliata.